Okay. Okay, continuing Hilchos Yom Tov, Simen Tzadiches, Sifches. Kemach, Shekvar Hayim Rukad, flour that was already sifted, Elishu Reitzel Lerak Teshenis, so you want to sift it a second time. Yesherak Ayde Akum, you should do with a Goy Ayde Oya Ayde Shinoi, or with a Shinoi, Dinah Shirakad, Bachari Anofa, do it backwards with the sifter, using it backwards. So in Yasub and Matzah's Ducha, it's the same thing you should do with ma a crushed matzah. The kemach shadayin lohayim rukud, and the flour that's not was not sifted. Also, l'rakta elai de akum v'shino, you can only do with an akum, and with a shino, meaning the goy has to do a shino. Also, liver psalas v'teicha kemach, you're not allowed to remove the psalas from the kemach. Gan shenafal asach itzrayrus v'kadoyma, pebbles fall into it. It's similar. Rafilu liver v'teich matzus ksusos es a pirurim hagadoylim, and even to take large chunks of crushed matzahs from the crumbs, usser, it's usser. Right? Because that's the regular way to do it. So mameli, you're not allowed to do that. Test. Lisha mutter b'yomtiv. To knead, to make challahs mutter yadam v'komakon lo yimdeh desakamach, don't measure it. Ela yikach pa'aymer adas. Take it with some sort of estimation. Right? So you're allowed to basically measure, but not exact. Right. But if you take a need to measure exact for a food, then you would be allowed to do it. But if you're not going to constrict, I mean, you're not going to make it exact, then it's mutter. If you have dough that's cut up and you want to put into the soup, noodles, farfel, that's what he says. Yesh loshes, lolosh berav yomtiv. That you should need before yomtiv. Ki yashanim yosa tovim. Because actually, older is better. Him lolosh berav yomtiv. You don't need it from berav yomtiv. Yolosh be yomtiv al yidei shinut. Then do it when yomtiv al yidei shinut. Tainoshim darke lolosh al daf. If you need it on a board, yolosh al mapu kadayma. Then do it on a cloth. V'gam tavshel she'ena miskalkel. Food that doesn't get destroyed, you're going to Paris, Yvesh, and Mikadoma, dried fruits. Yeshalashim Erev Yomtiv, you should be Mavashalit on Erev Yomtiv. Yud Aleph, Isa Shalosh be Yomtiv, Mutu Lahafresh Mena Chala. You're allowed to take off Chala if you're making dough on Yomtiv. Aval also the Sarfa, you can't burn it, Dain Sarfa and Kachem Yomtiv. You're not allowed to burn Kachem Yomtiv because not a Tzarech Yomtiv. Vagam also Lefaisa, Mishum Deina Ruya Lachila. You can't bake it either because you can't eat it. Shari Kulonu Tmei Mason, we're all Tmei Mason, we can't eat Hafrosh Shtruma, meaning the Kehanim. Vasura Gamba Tiltal, it's also us to take it. Now it's Muksa. Rak Ba'ayda B'yada. So what do? When it's in your hand, Yanechena B'makam M'shtamer on Matzah Yomtiv, you leave it in a secure place until Matzah Yomtiv, you use a friend and then burn it. Visa Shalosh Be'er Yomtiv, also La'afash M'mena Chala B'yomtiv, and dough that was kneaded on Erev Yomtiv, you can't be mafresh it. And Yomtiv Ela Oifa V'aychel, you eat it. You bake it and eat it. Omaniach ketsas pas sheyavish menah matzah yomtiv. You leave a little bread over from matzah yomtiv, then you separate it. Ketsar sheyaniach. That's what happens when you forget to take off challah before yomtiv. Ketsar sheyaniach pas kadesh sheyavish menah vishar oid ketsas. You need to leave over some bread in order that you can take off dafrushes challah on yomtiv after yomtiv. Yud beis also legavel tit biyomtiv. You are not allowed to knead clay or mud on yomtiv. Afilo ideyakum even with the guy. L'cheinim tzarich listam es hatanah shematminim ba'le tzarich Shabbos. Let's say it's yomtiv going to Shabbos. So the way they insulated their ovens is they took mud and insulated it. You can't do that. Tzarich sheyachin leitit meguva me'er yomtiv. You have to leave kneaded dough from before yomtiv. Kam likach refesh me'er chayv. Also, you can't take dirt or mud from the street, unless you prepared it on Erev Yomtiv and you left it in the closet. And it's proper to not smear the opening with tit or refesh, at least to move below ticha, just keep it there, just like stuff it without smearing it. Because some say that doing memareach, smearing, is also even the tzairich yomtiv. One more, yud gimel oifish and bebeisai bechotzer. If you have birds that are in your house or in your yard, ha'im dum la'achila, and they're meant to be eaten, as opposed to laying eggs. Fam kar hugalu bebayis, and they're already hanging out in the house. Shafilu yaitzin lechutz poim le'erev lebeisai. Even when they leave They'll always come home to roost. Mutalatsudan, Afilu Chutzlachatzar, Lutzarach Yamtif, Lashachtan, you're allowed to trap them in order to shech them. Avashaloy Lutzarach Achila, but for not for eating, Asalatsudan, you can't trap them. Because for what reason? Vimem Chadashim Shaloy Hurgula, let's say it's new birds are just born. You don't know what their minig is, Asalatsudan, and you can't trap them, Afilu Lutzarach Achila, even for eating purposes, Afilu Kshem Bebesa, even if they're in your house. But when they're sitting at night, then you could take it. You should choose on Yomtiv which one you want to take on Yomtiv. Because maybe the one you find, it's going to be too thin. You're not going to like it. You carried it and you moved it for no reason. And birds that are only meant to lay eggs are always muksa. Right? A guy asked me an interesting shiloh today. He's raising pigeons, and the way to feed them is you got to hold them and you got to feed them like with a dropper. So he wants to know how he could do that on Yom Tov. I'm not exactly sure how he can do that on Yom Tov, to be honest. Yeah. But anyways, we will stop over there, and everybody should have a fine Yom Tov.
Thank you.